Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor is the marker for the Kedushas Kahuna and all the Yanim of Kedushas Kahuna and Bechlal Kedusha in a lot of ways. Let's try to a little bit understand the Nekudah of Kedushas Kahuna. In Kedushas Kahuna starts, the Iker is Lo Yitameh Ba'amav. That Tumas Meis is what's also mostly for a Kohen. So, I mean, you find the word Tuma Lamashlan Machal Sasuris, the Metami Nafshon Behem. Specifically, Tumos of Tumas Meis is Ki'ilu, that's the expression of Kedusha for Kahuna, for Kohen Gadol, for Kohen. Now, try to understand what is the din of, you know, what's the specific bad of Tumas Meis that a Kohen is mitzvah to be perished from it. You also have a very interesting phenomena in a Kohen, which is the Issa of a Halola. The Meila Moshal Mamza comes about from an Issa de Kabi of a certain type, and the child is Usur, you know, it's sort of a Hemshech Davera. A male, the child is Usur always, period. For to Yisrael, by Kohen, the child is, and the word mamzer, however, the Mardash, but the word zar, he's an outsider, he's somebody who's michutz l'machlof of Klal Yisrael. A cholol is somebody who was born when a Kohen lived by Yisur. So a cholol l'chur is a Yisrael, a regular Yisrael. In other words, the Kedusha's Kohen was Nischal. A Kohen can't come from Yisur Kuna, and the child is Yisrael. But for a daughter, she has a din chalala, she has a shem chalala, and she's also a koyin. L'chura, it shouldn't be worse than Yisrael. You know, it's manav shach. As an avera, it was done in avera, alibirukula al makilu. But it's not a strong enough avera, it's only surid laf, so it's not a mamza type Yisr. And yet, for a koyin, the fact that he went from being a koyin to Yisrael, that itself becomes it makes into halola. Halola is a unique term, shayich dafke to Yisuri Kahuna, and we need to understand why it is that if sahakol they become a Yisrael, someone that's a Yisrael may ikroy a kohen can marry without problems. Now there's not no issue, and yet here the pshat is somebody who is demoted to kohen to Yisrael is worse l'chura. The Isur of the other element of Kedusha is the Isur Nisuin of a Kohen. So the two inyanim of Kedusha of a Kohen is, one is the Isur Tumah Smeis, and one is the Isur Nisuin, whether a Grusha or a Almana to Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol will not take a Psula. So the Rishonim talk about it, and the Rishonim give more or less the general tsura is that an isha that was married to somebody else has less of a chibur to her baal, and b'meila there's a certain element of zima kilu. It's not 100% a chibur, so b'meila it's lacking in kedushas sivuk and so on. The distinction between grusha and almana is a little bit tougher to understand, but b'chol oifin the rishonim give us the main tam as being totally in the kavonis and the das of the people that are married. I like to try to understand if the Torah picked two inyanim of kedusha, picked inyan of tumas meis and an inyan of noshim. So bal korchach those are inyanim that are have a common denominator. Bal korchach kedusha is an inyan that expresses itself in these two inyanim, kedusha and tuma. And I'd like to try to find the Nekuda that expresses itself in both in Yanim. Let's start off with one more point. In Tumas Meis, you find a difference between Yisrael and Tumas Oilam, and the difference is in Tumas Oil. Adam Kiyomis Ba'oil, Adam Kiyomis Ba'oil, Adam Krim Adam, that the din of Tumas Meis, it is a difference between Klal Yisrael and Umas Oilam, but the difference expresses itself specifically in Tumas Oil. try to understand what difference is there, and as much as we could understand. I mean, Tumah is b'chal an inyan that's not shayach to havana. So try to understand a difference between Tumah's oihel and other inyanim. I'd like to start as a lashon Zayah. He speaks about the difference between Tumah's mace and by Yisrael and Akum, and he gives some sort of hesber. I'd like to try to explain a little bit. Tochazi, ma bein Yisrael bein Akum. What's the difference between Yisrael and Akum? The Yisrael kadishtakach by nash mace, hum esorf lechol gufa or beisim esorf. When you have somebody who's a mace, he becomes tomei and the house becomes tomei. Vigufa de Akum loy mesorf lachroi. The gufar akum is not tomei. The gufar akum has not become tomei. In other words, there's no dini tuma. The gufar lo misav is kad iu meis. In other words, the akum is not not mekabel tuma as a person, and his body is not mitame others. My timer, Yisrael b'shaita the iu meis. When Yisrael dies, called kedusha de mara mis abrin minei. All the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's chal on him, God leaves him. It's abe minei haitzulma kadisha the tzelam alekim, the tzelam kadosha leaves the person. It's abe minei hairuach kutsha and ruach HaKadosh leaves the person. It's shtoya gufa misavos, he left with the guf that's tummy. Aval akum les hochi. A akum, there is no such thing. The bechayim is so b'chol sitrin, is anyway tummy when he's living. Kim the mace nafikal inu misavusa v'shtar guf lo misavusa l'sabe. And when he dies, the tumor adabah, the tumor disappears, and so on. That is the way. That's the Zohar HaKadosh. So I'd like to try to be maspid a little bit and understand the kudus over here. What is the this parash over here of kedusha and tumah and so on. There's a the Das Tvunis speaks a lot about the inyanim of a elikus in the world, and basically the nekuda that he's trying to answer, and he says in Derech Chaim, in Derech Hashem, he struggles with the same nekuda and gives the same hesba. The nekuda he struggles with is to believe that there's toiv and ra in the world. Is there two rishuyas? And if there's two rishuyas in the world, how? That's impossible. You can't have that's shnius. The real sheirish of shnius is the belief of toiv and ra. The lack of understanding of the difference between toiv and ra, and the lack of understanding that there can be a kesher between toiv and ra, that leads the belief in shnius. So the question he asks is, how can there be in the world Toiv and Ra? So he answers that there is only really one state in the world, and that is Toiv or not Toiv. In other words, the world is a makabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Bria. The choices are yes to be makabel and not to be makabel. When a person sees a picture on a screen, everywhere, but on a screen it's easier. So a person will say, well, the screen can portray almost infinite amount of pictures. The answer is no. Every single pixel has one possible variance. Yes lit up, not lit up. Is it if that's it's either yes or not? It has no other variation. It's just when you see the tremendous amount of when you see so many nekudas together, you get a picture. But be'etzem, the state is only there's one choice: yes, electricity; not electricity. There are no other choices. So the same thing is in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa. There is no ra in the world. Every single chelek of the world has every single nekuda in the world has one variable: yes, elikus or not elikus. But when you get not elikus, l'mashal lo aleinu, people who have poor circulation. You sometimes have. Let's take a person's matzah. A person is healthy, and he gets attacked by some bacteria, some infection. That's one oifen of being sick. There's another oifen of being sick. Lo'aleinu, people whose circulation is impaired to some part of their body, that part of the body becomes infected and rots almost automatically. And it's a big, big tzara. The sheirish wasn't because the bacteria attacked it. That wasn't because bacteria are constantly attacking a person. It wasn't such a tough bacteria that would toilet the bacteria. But we say a makom that's lacking in chiyus develops problems. That's the metzius of it. The lack of chiyus automatically, what we call opportunistic infections. Any place that's neglected mitzad the guf, it falls prey to everything falls on it. A place that's not kept clean, a place that's not touched, bimela garbage adds up there, and bad things grow there. Places of the world that are neglected, that are out of sight, that are any place that is neglected or left empty, bimela, like the Gemara says, living in a house is a mila for the house. The Gemara says there are shadim that get to go. The Gemara has two terutzim why it's called zen and avzeh lechasa, because a person gets something out of somebody living, because if you don't live in a house, there's either yukashar, the shadim that attack it, or it's missing, or a person who's there keeps fixing things. But ech shaloyia, a state of emptiness brings on ra in the world. So let's recap a second what he says at Das Tefunis. In the world, the world is a kli kibble. The world was created like in the cave at Zohar. It's a kli kibble for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa. The variable is only one. Is the kli mekabel? Is the kli not mekabel? Each and every chelik of the kli has its own ability to mekabel, not mekabel. If there are a billion kelim, and each kli can be mekabel, not mekabel. Each kli is divided into a lot of kelim. But the bottom line is the choice is kibble or not kibble, and b'meila the result is where there's no kibble of ashpa milamaila, there's b'meila the lamata becomes charev. That is really what Ramchal says, and that's understood to be the main understanding of this inyan. So it comes out like this. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says. If a kli can only be mekabel a liter of water, and it's full with a liter of water, then it's fine. If a kli could be mekabel a gallon of water, and you only put in a liter, so wherever the water is not there, there's going to be problems. It's going to become going to fall apart. Whatever it is, the chalais of ra really depends on the chelik of kibul shabai. The bigger the kli kibul, that's what the Zohar Kodesh says. Since an akum when he's alive, he has a limited amount of kedusha. So when he dies, the cholol that's left there, the empty spot that's left, is not terribly big. And b'meila, there's no real makom for chalois of tum in it. The word cholol, which means a dead person, comes from the word hollow. It means the person has become a shell, hollowed out. If the shell was not terribly big, then what grows in the shell, the bear that attaches to the shell, is not terribly big. If qualitatively the shell was not rich, so what grows on it is not a dead being that doesn't have a lot of rich protein in it, is not going to rot terribly. Something that becomes dead and has a lot of material in it, rich material, it will rot a lot more. So the chelik of the since an akum has less capacity for kedusha, b'meila there is no capacity for tumah, and when he dies he's less metame. Yisrael has more capacity. When he dies he's metame a lot more. We asked why tumas oil. So as an aside, I want to maybe just point an akuda. A person has different levels of neshama, different dargis of nefesh neshama. Up to a certain point, we say that these are, so to speak, within the person. If we can't see neshamas, so we don't know what it means in and out. But if we can give it a little bit of a definition, there are halakim that a person is aware of. Person is aware of the dynamics of his mind, of his psyche. Those are halakim that we'll say are within the person. They're graspable. I can get my hands around it because it's part and parcel of my metzias. There's a chelek that is called neshama that Nefesh HaChaim brings Chazal, that it quote unquote floats on top of the person. It obviously doesn't mean space. It does not do it with space. It has to do with its metzias klapi the person. There are halakim of toiv in a person in a Yisrael that they're bigger than he is. And every so often, a person is inspired to do something much bigger. He senses that he's supposed to be that way, but he can't even understand where it's coming from. A person feels uplifted by something. A person has a certain something uplifts him, inspires him, and so on. That comes from neshama, which it's not part of his real metzias because it doesn't fit into the kli, so to speak. It's bigger than the person is, but it's mashpi on the person. So that when a person comes, a person's makom, a person is a kli for an neshama that is bigger than the person. Let's give a mashal to that. Sometimes a person has a dolly to move stuff around, and the thing itself is big. Base 2 feet by 2 feet. You can put on it something that's 5 feet by 5 feet. If you put it in well, you can actually move it with it. So you have here a dolly that's 2 by 2 and moving something 5 by 5, and it can go because even though it overflows the platform, but I if it's well balanced and put in, it can still go there. So a person in Yisrael who has such a neshama, that metzias, the person carries within himself something much bigger than himself. The person's platform is X. That's the natural neshama to him. That's the natural nefesh and ruach. And he carries a much larger charge, a much larger baggage of ruchnias, and that's reflected in Tumas Oihel. The person's sviva also carries it to a certain element of kedusha, and b'meila, that's what the person it carries with him when he's living. When he dies, what became empty is not only his self, but everything that was around him. So when this dolly of 2 by 2 breaks, what falls to the ground is an object 5 foot by 5 foot. That is the reason why a person's metame ba'oil. That's what the Zohar means, that because a person has kedusha yisera, when it falls apart, much more attracts makom for kedusha. There's a much bigger cavity in the body. You find a lot of times when if you leave open some sort of cavity within the body, when you're operating, whatever it is, it's a place for infections. You don't leave any openings because an opening gathers dirt and infection, and you close it off. You make sure there are no open spaces. That's the metzias of Tumas Oihel, Tumas Meis, and Tumas Oihel in person. So Kohanim, you find the metzias of Kedusha of Kohen is because he has more capacity than Yisrael. His shayach, a kohen, carries on himself a much greater, not mitzad his own mitzias, but it's not that the kohen is bigger than the Yisrael mitzad his own mitzias. The Yisrael can be bigger tzaddik, but a kohen can be mashpia milamala lot more. A kohen is Hashem unachlosoi. So a kohen's nachla, a kohen carries on his shoulder Hashem unachlosoi. He's berchas kohanim, he's mamshach kedusha milamala. So kohen is especially sensitive to this inyan. There's a kohanim amyuchat to kedusha because kohanim have a bigger capacity in Israel, and their kedusha yisera reflects itself in the fact that there's Tumah Yisera when the Ketusha becomes Nisraken. So one element is Tumas Meis. The second element is the Inyan of Grusha and or Almana. The reason is because And it says in the Gemara that why is the first bia called bias mitzvah? Because einisha kareses pris ala misha isas a kli. A woman's kareses pris with the person that made her into a kli. So you see, Chazal described a isha that's a psula as not being a kli, and a isha who's a bula as being a kli. Someone who was a grusha or an almana is somebody that's a kli and lacking a shleimus. That's a chisaron. Grusha lack more than almana, because almana is b'shat mitzara kadosh baruch hu. So it's something kilu right now that wasn't designated. A grusha is the b'shat. It should have been a chibur. Anything that should have had a chibur and it's missing its chibur, that's the makom of chalois of less than ketusha, of a tum of sorts. Kohanim have that nekuda because they have a capacity for much bigger ketusha. B'meila, they have in themselves the zehirus in this inyan. Things in the bria that were kalim that became nisroikin, that's a tumor that kohanim are especially sensitive to. It's negea to tumas meis. It's negea to grusha and or almana, and that's why specifically the isha is called a halala, the psul is a halala, because that's for Yisrael. We ask ourselves, what's the problem? He went down to the Madrega of Yisrael from Kayan. So very good. But is Yisrael? It's not like a mamza where he went down from Yisrael. But a Kayan, Chalolus is wrong for a Kayan. Somebody that could have been bigger and is smaller, that's where a Kayan sees Tum in it. That's unique to Kedushas Kohuna, that they deher Tumah in a place that's empty. Once I have a Gemara, it's a frightening Gemara. As a shtickle, Shaykh has asked the Yoni Yom a little bit. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that when Rabbi Eliezer was sick, his Talmidim came in to visit him. And Rabbi Eliezer looked at them very, very askance, very not in a good mood. And he told them, Misufkani, if any one of you is going to die a normal Misa, because they didn't come to learn by him. He asked them, where were you? Where did you come? So they said, they came to Vakachela the Rebbe. So they said, where were you until now? So they said, they were busy. So he said, I doubt if any of you is going to live out a normal life. So Rabbi Kiva asked, and what about Ani? What about me? Am I also included in this? So he told him, Shalcha kosha mishalahen. Your Misa is going to be worse than their Misa. So Rashi says over there, Libcha pasuach ke'ulam, v'har b'toyra ha'yelcha l'umad mimeni. You have a heart as wide as a ballroom, as a hall, and you could have learned so much from me. So, Rabbi Eliezer, there's a hashkafa here that's counter to the way we understand things. We look at a person's achievements as being totally in how much he achieved. That's a person accomplished a lot, did a lot, learned a lot, so that's good. He could have done more. Chaval, didn't do more. So if a person earns $1 million, it's a big earning. He could have earned $1.5 million. Okay, you know, it's a chisaron, but it's a minus, but not doesn't reflect the whole thing. Rabbi Eliezer told him that a person's din, a person's darga, is totally in the reikonis that he left over. If a person has capacity that's not used, that becomes a churban. The chelik that could have been used and he didn't use, that is the churban itself. And b'meila the things that are not shayach to the things that should have been shayach to the person that he didn't do, that's his real mark. His real mark is capacity versus realization. And Bimele looked around at them and said, all of you have, you had what to gain and you didn't gain it. That's, and Rabbi Akiva, who had the biggest capacity, shalcha kashva shalhem. It's an extraordinary Gemara. The ability in the world of chisaron and its effect, you have the Gemara says there's a pasuk that says mu'uvas lo yochol liskoin. There are some things in the world that become broken, distorted, that it's impossible to fix. V'chisaron lo yochol limanos. And there are things where a person lacks and he cannot make up for it again. So Chazal, it's a Mishnah in Chagiga, and it's a different Midrashim. So first of all, Movas Lechlisko and Chazal say, any affair that you can repair, Gzela and Gneva, does not fall under that category. One example that the Mishnah gives is that is chisaron leicho. If somebody is bala erven hoyled mamza asral baila, in those two cases, there's nothing else you could do. The person became usher and or the mamza was born, you can't fix it. That's very understandable. But the Reb Shimon Yochai says no, those are not muvas leicho. Reb Shimon Yochai says ein kori muvas. In other words, me'uvas, when we're talking about ra that's shilin on a person, when I'm talking about a car that doesn't work, I'm not talking about a play car that never was meant to work and never could work. A car that doesn't work is a car that could work, that did work and didn't work. Somebody who never learned, and we can assume or we could possibly imagine that he has no capacity, or the capacity was never realized, those are things that are not me'uvas le'yochol liskoin. It's bad, but that's not the special. The Kohelas, when he looks around the world and he says, I've seen something terrible, me'uvas le'yochol liskoin, that's not what he's talking about. But a Talmud Chacham who's shown his capacity, And the capacity exists already befoil. It actually exists. And the person has left it, that's mu'uvas layochol liskoin. There's no way to fix that capacity. Because that's ra that shaylet be'etzim. So if we gave the mashal of an opening, a place that I could have made an opening and I didn't is one thing. But when there's an opening there and then I empty it out, that's where ra settles in. On the other half of the pasuk, so Chazal say, if a group of people got together for Dvar Mitzvah, and I wasn't nimna with them, so then I become, that's also called Chisaron Leichol Limanos. So Maral explains, what's the pshat that's Chisaron Leichol Limanos? I mean, let's say I could have done something now. So, I could do a mitzvah chesed now. Don't do it. I lost that moment. So why is it dafke for tzibur? It says that rabim, that was nimna, dvar mitzvah, that's where it's chisaron leichol limanos. That's the Maral asks. I mean, it's pshat. What is it? What's the pshat? So Maral says, a hesba. Whenever the situation is the same, for instance, I have a capacity for chesed. So, if I do a chesed, good. If I don't do it, not good. But when I do it, if I did three chesed instead of five chesedim, it still falls under the category of quantity. L'mashal, I'm supposed to do 10 exercises with my hands, and I did only five of them. So I exercise my hand, but I'm missing some. So I can look at it in terms of quantity. A rabbim creates a situation that is beyond what exists in the yachid. like we spoke about Ashros Ashchina, when you have 10, we spoke last week in Maral about, when you have 10 create a matziv much bigger than the 10. In other words, they create a capacity that doesn't exist before. And even if you have this Atzibur getting together 5 times, there's a big chesed project this month, there's another chesed project another month, but each time that the Rabban gets together, it's a new metzias. It's not like a person's permanent capacities. This is my metzias. I can learn 5 hours a day, I can do 2 hours of chesed, I can do X, Y, and Z. A tzibur that gets together is always a momentary ashuas hashchina. It's a capacity now that goes beyond capacity I have. So when a person missed out on that one, he missed out on it completely. That is something that is gone forever. So the chisaron layuchal imanis means, in the world of chisaron of that type, it's a permanent chisaron, and a person never has shaychus to it again. That's the way Maral explains it. Let's try to understand the whole the nekuda we're driving at, and understand it in this context of kedusha. There are two perspectives of a person analyzing his own accomplishments in Avodas Hashem. One perspective is a perspective of tov and ra, like money. I look around the world, $1,000 is considered little money, $100,000 is considered more money, $1 million is considered a lot of money, and then whatever is considered a tremendous amount of money. So, Bemis, I measured by that self. Everybody thinks to themselves, I'm going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Din V'Cheshbon, Lachamei V'Eshrim. So the Din V'Cheshbon is, how many mitzvahs, how many Maisim Tovim, versus how many Averis. And B'Meila, Lefi that, I'm judged. So naturally, if I could have earned more, could have less Averis, it's all Hechetimtzis, so that the final objective tally come out in my favor. That's the Pashta Pshat way we look at it. That's Baal Batesh Pshat way we look at it. The emes is, it's a lot deeper than that. It's bechlal a completely different, it's a different histaklus on the bria. Like the Zohar says, a person comes to the world with tzelem elokim. Tzelem elokim is a capacity for ruchnius. Anything that the person neglects, anything that the person doesn't do becomes charev. There is nothing that the person does that can, that if a person is not doing, is not fulfilling a capacity of his, it becomes charev. So a person, lamashal, who has regish, and he doesn't use out regish for Avodas Hashem, the regish becomes charev. Either he becomes apathetic, He has wrong sentiments and emotions. The Shlomo HaMelech says, I walked by a stay ish otzel, and kula olakim shainim. A field grows stuff. A field has capacity to grow things. Now, I can't say, well, I'm going to grow tomatoes, and I may not grow tomatoes. The decision between growing tomatoes and not growing tomatoes. If I'm lazy one summer and I don't grow any tomatoes, so there won't be tomatoes. That's not true. The field is growing. And if you don't grow tomatoes in it, weeds are going to grow in it. Wherever Toiv doesn't find a makom, if a person has a nefesh and he doesn't use the nefesh, then it becomes charev. There's a... I once saw a guy, I mentioned it, from the Baal HaTanya. I don't remember where it is. That I think it was on a Ramak. The Ramak says that if a person doesn't learn Kabbalah, will become an Apikiris. And the Baal HaTanya adds, that's talking about if the person is a Baal Nefesh. In other words, you can be a person can be an Erlich Hayid if he has a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and does what it says. That's not a problem. But if a person has a capacity to understand and he doesn't develop it, he's going to start understanding Krum. If a person has emotions and doesn't develop them tyridic, then he is going to develop them with krum sentimentality. He'll be merachim lachzorim and misachzal rachmanim. A person has in himself a capacity for chesed, If he doesn't develop a Torah dick, he's going to be a busybody, nosy body. His koichas are there, and they're begging to come out. They're not stagnant. They don't stand stam. They push. And the question is, if a person cultivates it, it pushes it l'toiv. If a person doesn't cultivate it, then it also pushes. There is no such thing as an intermediate stage of neutrality. Anything that a person has in himself, and that's why if a person is a tremendous baldea, if he's not miyageet in Torah, then the deus are bare deus. He doesn't end up with no deus. There are no such thing like that. Because every makom with his header, every makom where there's a lack of something, that's where it creeps in. That ra creeps in there, and that is tumah. Tumah is a chelik that shayach to toiv and should have grown. The parasha deals with kahuna. The parasha deals, it's very interesting. We ask ourselves, Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. So a person gets up there, and we understand, let's take two scenarios. We understand Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem as being two extremes of the spectrum. A person is told in front of 10 people to eat chaza. And a person says no, and we say we'll kill you if you don't eat chaza. And the person says afal pikein, and we kill him. That's a kiddush Hashem. That we understand. Chil Hashem, we would say, is if a person goes ahead and does terrible averis uncaringly, which is a form of chil Hashem. That we understand also. But in this parasha, there's a hagdar of chil Hashem as standing in front of 10 people. And somebody holding a gun to your head and saying, if you don't eat the chaza, I'll shoot you. And you eat the chaza. So I don't understand. I mean, there's nothing in between. I mean, he doesn't get an oinish. It's an oinish, becholzois. The Teretz is a place that there could have been kedusha. The lack of it is chilul. Yan lo yemantim like disheni. Wherever there's, the chilul is definition and a void of kedusha. So in those places that the Torah said Yava Val Yarog, there's no void of Kedusha. Those places where the Torah said V'niktashti V'sochna Yisrael, as long as there's no Kedusha in a place that a potential for Kedusha, that's called Voisechalu. So Chil is not bad, it's empty. And every empty is bad by definition. The parasha deals with Kohanim and Kahuna, for those who are Kohanim are Kohanim. But the truth is, Kahuna is a model for anybody, for any chelek of Klal Yisrael in whatever capacity that has more capacity for Kedusha than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Kohanim is in general, they're miyuchad for Kedusha by from Klali, so they have these dinim as salat halachis in those areas. But the Sheirish inside is like it says, Lo Yishevet Levi Bilvad. Every person with his capacities has that inyan of Shevet Levi. Wherever a person's capacities in this world have one choice, if fill them or they rot. And if they rot, it just doesn't fall off. It becomes a makom tfisa and achiza for kilkul. If a person, let's take an example, a person who does tremendous mitzvah, he does a lot of mitzvahs and he does a lot of learning, but he's never touched his world of regish, and he has a world of regish to himself. He starts becoming frustrated because he doesn't feel it. His regish is not developed, and b'meila, the distress in the world of regish that he's lacking, the need for regish that he's not fulfilling, that distress sets in and it affects his learning and his mitzvahs, and the whole building can crumble from it. The other person who doesn't have a real capacity for regish, he's fine. He's learning full day. He's doing a lot of mitzvahs. What happened? The teretz is because the first person put a chol into it. The first person was mechalal that chelik of his nefesh, and b'meila it collapsed. A person does tremendous amount of mitzvahs, But he doesn't have the capacity to learn and understand. There are people like that, and they Gvaldik Hashem, is very good. But take a person who has intellectual capacity and he does not give it its ruchnistic needs. So he's running around doing a lot of mitzvahs and chumris and vaisim toiv rasarim. But his mind is busy thinking, and eventually it can't tolerate the mindlessness of what he's doing, and it pulls him out of it. There is no, and the same thing with the chelik ha-maisa. A person who feels and is intellectual about it, but his hands and feet aren't soaking in mitzvahs. So a person starts becoming frustrated. The guf needs to have its fill. The oilam ha-maisa, the person, the chelik ha-maisa person needs to busy itself with it. And if he's not feeling that his boys are doing mitzvahs and filling mitzvahs, it begins to set in restlessness and destroys him as well. A person, avodas Hashem, is one thing. Filling in the chelek, that's a kli of a person. Shalcha koshim shalkulam, the din, the gzadin on Rabbi Akiva was not for what he did or didn't do. The gzadin was for what he could have been and didn't do. Because that's machiv the person. The place where you leave a space, the space in the person, the emptiness in the person, is what destroys the person. It's important to understand in Kedushas Kahuna, every single person is a kli in a different way. But a person has to understand, he will, if a person leaves over anything consciously and willfully empty, that is beginning of ra. It's not fulfilling. Like it's like a question that you leave blank on a test. You don't get points off, you get points on. Any chelik of a person that a person neglects begins to fill up with ruach de mesavusa, with tumah. Linnois yameinu kein hoida lemanovi levav chachma. Sfira is a tkufa when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. He didn't tell us to take one chunk of a day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Rabbi Isai, you've got 49 days, 7 weeks to prepare for Matan Torah, go for it. That's it. So then a person would come back and say, I did a lot of nice things on those 49 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the 49 days into 49 kelim. And each and every day has a different knach to it. A day that's left empty, like in the Rebbe Shalom, it says over there about fulfilling spheres. We don't know what the spheres are. We don't know how to apply them. But the translation of that into our world is there are different elements. There's Shmiya and there's Dibuk Haverim and there's every single facet of it. A person has some capacity for it. If a person skips one day, the whole minyan falls apart. It doesn't help him that he did a lot of things. Had it been given to us as one lump sum of 7 weeks, and we asked the guy, what did you do? So I said, well, I accomplished mem vav drachim. So we say, great, that's a lot of accomplishment. Wow, it's really great. But the question now is, it's like when you have a rope, when you have a chain. If you're missing one link, you can have 46 links. That doesn't mean anything. A link that you're missing collapses the whole thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us to take things day by day. And it's true about days as well. The weekdays have in themselves a certain school of Ruchnias. Fridays have a certain school of Ruchnias. Shabbos has a school of Ruchnias. Matzah Shabbos school of Ruchnias. And Sunday has a school of Ruchnias. And a person that habitually kind of shuts off a day, so basically it's like like taking a string and cutting around a finger until there's no circulation, Rahman al-Islam. Then it's not going to affect only Fridays. You see it Thursday rats, and Shabbos rats, and Sunday rats. If you take a day and you cut it off, then everything falls apart. If it's a day a person could have, a person goes to work and he has the chiyuv asafganecha, so that's what he's supposed to do at that time. But if a person empties out a day, if a person allows emptiness to be shayra, that's the ruach de mesavos of Misa. A Yisrael who loses his neshama is by far more tomei than a goy loses neshama. And a koyin is more tomei than a Yisrael for whatever capacity he lost. That's the inyan of sphira, is the kedusha yisera of understanding that a person is kelim kelim, and each kli needs to be filled, or else it wastes away and brings down everything else with it. And when a person learns to take note of, when a person learns to give each nekuda its ruchnius, that's the key of the limnoisia menuke in hoydalaman vavachachma.